This car chat is being brought to you by JDR Seeds. This is our first in the series of classic car chats for the summer 2022 season. Very happy to have Paul McMahon joining us from Whittemore. Paul, welcome to Car Chat.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're standing right out in front of the KLGZ studios. Paul has brought his beautiful car over, so tell us what this car is. I'll let you tell us what it is.
It's a 1971 Monte Carlo. They're all base, but this one has some nice features on it. It has the bucket seats with leather interior. It has the center console with the horseshoe shift. This does have a 350 in it. Normally when you have those bucket seats, it's a big block, but this one was ordered with the 350, and it has the 12-bolt rear end. So this thing was made to travel back and forth across the country for the gentleman who bought it, who was in the service at the time.
And this is very much original. You said it was like repainted one time, but I mean, the car is really very much original as it came from the factory.
She is pretty much all stock. Even the rims and the beauty rings, everything is stock from the factory.
It is absolutely beautiful. Do you know what color that actually is from the factory? It's sort of a bronze.
It's kind of like a bronze copper. I've tried to look that up, but I can't find a specific name on it. But it is a very, very nice paint color.
It's a bronze copper, has a black vinyl top on it, and the interior is black and has a black vinyl, black leather interior. Yeah, very, very sharp car. Tell us the story of how you came about getting this car. I understand it had been parked for a lot of years, hadn't run for a long time.
My wife actually found it for me. One of her friends, a retired school teacher, had mentioned that they had a car that needed to be stored. My wife was like, we're losing kids, so we got garage space. We can take care of it for you. So she came home and told me, she goes, well, I got some friends and they want to put their Monte Carlo in your garage. And my first question was, what year? And my wife's like, I don't know, it's a Monte Carlo. So lo and behold, it was a first generation Monte Carlo. And that's the one I've always wanted since I was in high school. Well, we got it over to my garage and it was only supposed to be there for 3 months. 3 months turned into a year and a half. So then I went through and I asked originally if he would sell it, and he told me no. He said, you know, his original owner is like part of the family. So a year and a half later, I asked again. I said, you know, what are we going to do with this? He goes, let me talk to my son. So he called his son and his wife were having a baby at the time. He determined that he would rather have the money to put into the baby they were having than to try and find money to put into that baby. So I ended up getting the Monte Carlo. After about a year's worth of working on it, I went through every major drive component on it, all the front end, the rear end, the engine, timing, the fuel system, everything has been gone through. And it has 125,000 miles, and I was thinking about rebuilding the 350 in it. But when I got fired up, it ran so good. No smoke, no nothing. I didn't have the heart to do anything to it. So this is factory engine, unrebuilt, exactly the way it came off the Chevy floor. So overall, I ended up with being a second owner on a Monte Carlo. By being nice and storing it for somebody, I ended up having a chance to buy it.
That's what you call luck, isn't it?
Very lucky. Normally, it's somebody else that I hear about this and not me. Yeah, very, very lucky.
Well, Paul, it is truly a beautiful car. Thanks for sharing it with us here in front of the studios this afternoon. A beautiful afternoon as Paul shares his 71 Monte Carlo with us on our Classic Car Chat. Thanks for being with us on the show.
I appreciate you having me.
Paul McMahon from Whittemore, he brought over his beautiful 1971 classic Chevy Monte Carlo. It is one of the featured cars this season on the Classic Car Chat with Al, brought to you by JDR Seeds.